Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Malone is what?
Was he being
Michael.
Honest? Michael Malone.
Don't call him Mike. You can get mad. Does Michael, really? I don't know. I didn't see it. So,
no, did he get mad about Michael and Mike?
Well, he does get mad.
Oh, really?
If you don't call him Michael, he does get mad.
Really?
Yeah. I saw some folks tweeting about, I guess Abe was just explaining to us that he was breaking down some SGA film on the halftime show, like you would do, and he said that's why he's the MVP.
Wow.
Maybe he knows, you know, also. They're going to announce it tonight. What do they wait for, by the way?
I don't know.
You know?
They wait for the guys to be unavailable to attend the ceremony because he's in the middle of a conference championship.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I guess they want to present it to him like pregame during an Eastern Conference game.
They'll have him video in.
Oh, but
they'll give it to him tomorrow night.
There's not like a ceremony. It's like
But I assume
it's
like
not
when
like
they
the NFL awards or anything.
I assume when they announce it, they'll have him like video in on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But I mean, they want to give it to him during the game.
Well, he'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Before the game.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah, he'll get it tomorrow before the game.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, hopefully Michael Malone added something to that broadcast because that halftime show is terrible. Like,
It went on mute and the hockey game had volume once it went to halftime. So I was like,
it's hard too because it might be just like kind of terrible, but then compared to the TNT show, it appears to be really terrible. You know what I mean? Like in a vacuum, it might just be bad.
Right.
But then when you're comparing it to the best sports studio show in the history of sports,
right,
it looks really, really bad.
Yeah. Who's on the broadcast?
But boy, is it hard to watch. The broadcast was great. It was Mike Breen, Richard Jefferson, and Doris.
So that
Burke.
Was Richard Jefferson. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was.
It was great. Like
he kept referring to himself as a big man, and I was a little bit confused at times. Like he was talking about like Chet and Rudy, and I'm like, all right, you're like 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, Jefferson was like a 3.
Yeah.
4.
I always viewed him, yeah. I don't know, it caught me off guard sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see the. I was excited to see Michael Malone as a part of it, but then my muscle memory kicked in to turn off the halftime show when it started, so I missed it.
Did they they specifically waited until Denver was out?
I think so.
I'm assuming so.
I think that probably also was part of his deal.
Yeah,
he was like, I'm not gonna
totally
break down
immediately.
My team or comp or whatever. It just would kind of be an awkward situation. Right. It did make me think though of. Yeah, I don't think it was the next year when Mark Jackson was calling Warriors games. You know, I mean, he was on the NBA.
Well, by the time they let him go, he had that job. So
yeah.
To me, I thought that he already knew that the writing was on the wall.
So he was doing games before it clearly was, you know. And then it kind of gradually feels had more, to be like,
That felt more like his career path was going to be on the call. This is a special assignment type thing.
Right, right. I just remember that being a little awkward at first.
Yeah.
And then Mark Jackson, like, he was like, yeah, they made the right call. Like, I mean, you know, at a certain point, you kind of just got to be like, well, you know, they're a dynasty now, so it seems like they've made the right move.
Yeah, and they still give you credit.
Huh?
Starting to get, they give him his respect.
Oh, yeah, like the players? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. It always is funny when people bring up the argument of like, they would have done that with Mark Jackson. Like, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they would have. They fired him, went on to be a dynasty, and nobody else hired him.
But they didn't fire for basketball reasons. That's
right.
The weird thing.
That's true.
Always a weird thing.
Definitely played a clearly different brand of basketball with Kerr. And I guess nobody hired him also for non-basketball reasons, too.
Oh, well.
They're humans.
Everybody has something with something. But, yeah, I'm going to start calling him Mike, though.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck him. Mike. Ever get mad because my they don't call you Michael?
Okay.
Oh, call him mad because they call you the wrong name. The name is Mike Michael. Yeah, that's how I'll call him.
Okay. If he tunes in and hears it, he's going to be furious.
Yeah, I'm trying to do.
Trying to piss off unemployed NBA coaches?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
Do what Freaky does. And if he happens to be listening, our phone number, if he wants to call in and correct us.
That's what he does.
He's always like, he always like mentions some. Oh, and Trey, if you happen to be listening and wanna, you know, clear this up for us, feel free.
That would be so great if that happened. Trey just calls in to John's freaking show.
Golden Tate called in to 710 ESPN one time when I was on because I guess I got a detail wrong. He called in and called because I was hosted a show with a guy who was like friends with him. It was Trufant, Marcus Trufant. And during the break, he called him and was like, hey, I like that conversation. But tell that guy what he said was, it was like slightly wrong.
Right.
I was like, I said he had like 8 catches and he had 9 or something like that. I was like,
get it right.
All right.
Dude.
But that it has happened. It has happened where they listen.
The fact that I listen that damn close.
One time Dwight Howard's sister called this radio station after Dwight got, I think, was he traded? Did they trade Dwight or did they just not re-sign him?
You remember we saw him that day.
The day he got traded?
Mm-hmm.
He was here.
He was here.
Right.
Yeah, remember,
he was doing something with like a charity or something
remember,
like that.
He was actually in here that day.
Yeah, and then they traded him, and Jeff Benedict was doing a night show and was talking about it, and like the phone rang, and the person was like, I'm Dwight's sister. And they were like, well, how do we know that? Like, how can we be sure that you're Dwight's sister? And she was like, well, I am. I don't know. And then they let her on, and then... I don't really remember what happened with the interview, but
yeah, that was we saw him that fucking day up here.
Yeah,
and then
he must not have known.
Dude, it wasn't even because he got traded during our show.
Dwight did.
Yeah, I don't even think it was a fucking hour from the time he was here until he got moved.
Who did they trade Dwight for? Are you sure? Because that was a long time ago.
He was. I swear. Yes.
Were we on?
Yes, we were on.
Okay.
He came.
Maybe that's like when we were still trying out.
That could have been it.
Remember that long tryout we had to do?
He was actually here in the building.
I think yesterday technically was the 6-year anniversary, by the way, because something popped up on my memories because some radio website, whatever, that reports news like that had reported it and I screenshotted it. So I think it was 6 years ago yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So happy anniversary.
I think I did say that to my wife yesterday. So I think tomorrow is our anniversary.
I couldn't ever remember the date because we did shows from late February until now, early March, late February.
Long?
I did.
Yeah,
I did 3 months of shows with a rotating cast of co-hosts.
Yeah. Right.
It was you a lot of the time, but not all the time. It was other people at other times. Luckily, they made the right call in the end. Before we go, I gotta look up who Dwight was traded for.
Who was he traded for? Plumlee.
It's a great guess. It's a great guess. Hang on. Where's his transactions? Show transactions. Traded by the Hawks to the Hornets for Miles Plumlee, Marco Bellinelli, and the second-round draft pick that became Tyler Dorsey. There you have it.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.